welcome to Live from Yorma Kalkinen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert features Country Joe McDonald.
from all my friends' eyes. Then someday she will explain just exactly who was to blame for causing me to go insane and finally blow out my brains. Shame and a pity you were raised up in the city and you never learned nothing about country ways. Country ways. Secrets engraved in her back. And her face keeps flashing, she's got the knack. But you know, when you look into her eyes, all she's learned, she's had to memorize. And the only way you'll ever get her high is to let her do her thing and then watch you die. Magical things. Reads the stories out of the I Ching. And she passes out a whole new basket of rings that when you put on your hand makes you one of the angel band. It gives you the power. You don't quite understand, sweet Lorraine. My, 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 sweet Lorraine. Well, you know, shame and a pity you were raised up in the city and you never learned nothing about country ways. Country ways.
Thank you very much. I'm Country Joe McDonald, and I'm teaching a songwriting class here, which has got me thinking about different kinds of songs that I wrote, so I may bounce around from one style to another style little bit. And recently I got out this old, it's an ADA effect unit, which combines a lot of different sounds. And I know some people get offended by the effect unit, but I don't know, I'm just plugging it in now. And I hope you don't mind too much. I can't make everybody happy all the time, unfortunately. But so it's not just a straight acoustic sound today. But so here we go. Here's a song I wrote. This year is the 35th anniversary of A Summer of Love, and it's a song from a new CD that I have, which is solo acoustic, and I wrote it for the 30th anniversary of A Summer of Love in San Francisco, and it's called Summer of Love. Thank you. I guess it's time for a brand new song. Time to let go of the past. I guess it's time to be moving on. But nothing really lasts. I guess it's time for a brand new tune. If there's something to say, time for one more go round before we pass away. But I don't feel so comfortable with today's push and shove, and I find myself wanting to be back in the summer of love. I guess it's time for a brand new song, one that doesn't look back. I guess it's time to be moving on. Thanks for the tears and the laughs. I guess it's time for a brand new tune. Goodbye to the good old days. I guess it's time to be moving on. Well, they weren't so good anyway. But I don't feel so comfortable with today's push and shove, and I find myself wanting to be back in the summer of love. I wanna be back in the summer, back in the summer, back in the summer of love. Back in the summer, back in the summer, back in. Time for a brand new song. Time to let go of the past. I guess it's time to be moving on. But nothing really lasts. I guess it's time for a brand new tune. If there's something to say, time for one more go round before we pass away. But I don't feel so comfortable with today's push and shove, and I find myself wanting to be back in the summer of love. I wanna be back in the summer, back in the summer, back in the summer of love. Back in the summer, back in the summer, back in. Thank you. And here's an old song I wrote for Janis Joplin back in the summer of love. That's called Janis. Thank you. on waves of electrical sound and flashing light. She came into my life with the twist of a dial, the wave of her hand, the warmth of her smile. And even though I know that you and I could never find the kind of love we wanted together, alone I find myself missing you and I, you and I. It's not very often that something special happens, and you happen to be that something special for me. And walking on grass where we rolled and laughed in the moonlight, I find myself thinking of you and I, you and I, you. Into my eye comes visions of patterns, designs, the image of her I see. Into my mind, the smell of her hair, the sound of her voice, we once were there. And even though I know that you and I could never find the kind of love we wanted together, alone I find myself missing you and I, you and I, you.
You're listening to Live from Jorma Kaukonen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert featuring Country Joe McDonald, recorded October 12, 2002.
This is Jorma, and you're listening to Live from the Fur Peace Ranch.
Thank you. I want you to help me out on this next song by clapping your hands and saying, yeah. Can you think you can do that? Okay. I'm going to say, let me hear you clap your hands, and you start clapping your hands. I'm going to say, are you ready? You say, yeah. I'm going to say, are you ready? You say, yeah. I'm going to say, are you ready? You say, yeah, 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 8 times. Got it? Yeah, okay. I think we should practice one time just to make sure. Let me hear you clap your hands. Are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And then stop clapping your hands after 8 times. Well, I really don't care. You can keep on going. But don't start doing it until I tell you to. This is called Entertainment Is My Business.
Entertainment is my business.
flying in a silver bird, zooming across the sky. Looking out the window, she's showing flying high. Had to leave this morning and go and play and sing. I'm so glad to be here, watch me do my thing. Entertainment is my business. I want you to know I'm trying to be a success. Give you a very fine show. If you think you're ready, if you think you can, won't you get yourselves together? Hey, let me hear you clap your hands. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? I traveled to Chicago, went to Memphis too, saw Mr. B.B. King, heard him play the blues. Went to Detroit City just to get the Who. I caught a plane to your town just to play for you. Entertainment is my business. I want you to know that I'm trying to be a success. Give you a very fine show. So if you think you're ready, come on every woman and man, won't you get yourselves together? Hey, let me hear you clap your hands. That's it. Come on. Come on, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Flying in a silver bird, zooming across the sky. Looking out the window, she's showing flying high. Had to leave this morning to go and play and sing. I'm so glad to be here, watch me do my thing. Entertainment is my business. I want you to know I'm trying to be a success. Give you a very fine show. If you think you're ready, come on every woman and man, won't you get yourselves together one last time. Let me hear you clap your hands. Oh, that's it. Here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Here I sit, all by myself, put all my books back on the shelf. Got no thoughts to trouble my mind, I'm balancing on the edge of time. Then suddenly, new thoughts appear, and I can realize some of my fears, and I sing la la la. Oh, la la la. I curse the days I spent in vain with nothing to lose and nothing to gain. I'll make a promise now of a different kind now. Balancing on the edge of time. And suddenly night turns to day. I see my life in a different way. And I sing la la la. La la la. I curse the days I spent in vain with nothing to lose and nothing to gain. I'll make a promise now of a different kind. I'm balancing on the edge of time. And suddenly the light shines through, and I know just what to do. And I sing la la la. La 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 la
Balancing on the Edge of Time. It's an album called Hold On, It's Coming. I'm going to do some instrumentals now. This is drop D, the E's down to D, and one of my favorite tunings to play in against a G harmonica. This is called Trilogy. Trilogy. It's made up of three instrumentals: Colors for Susan, A Walk in Santiago, and Section 43.
Thank you.
inspired to do instrumentals by the late, great John Fahey, who pretty much invented new American guitar the way we know it as Lou Kotke plays, and he plays and a lot of other people play. And here's a new, fairly new instrumental in the same line. It's called Remembrance. I'm gonna go into a strange tuning. I loaned my guitar one day to John Fahey to play a gig. John was a bit of an idiot savant. He showed up for the gig without a guitar. But it just so happened that I was the proud possessor of a Bacon Day Senorita, which I hardly ever seen. I had two of them at one point. What a glutton I was. The only two I've ever seen. And it had previously been John's. And I loaned it to John. And he played the gig. He brought the guitar back. It was in this tuning that I'm doing now, which, thanks to electronic tuners, I can get into this tuning on pitch in less than 10, 15, or 20 minutes. What a challenge it was to play this with Country John the Fish. Those strings would just go out of tune in an instant. But anyway, this is called Pat's Song, which is my girlfriend at the time, Pat Sullivan, a wonderful, she could play Delta blues as good as anybody else, just wonderful guitarist, talent. I got the guitar back and dropped a C7 position in. And came out with this. I thought, wow. And I wrote this song called Pat's Song. Boxes of air, bring baskets of food and things you can share, and the moon will shine in her eyes. She will fly on the wind with her face to the sun. Children will dance all around her for fun. Just ask her for love, she'll give you some, for her smiles will color the sky. Stand in the sea with her body like sand. The dolphins will come, kiss the palms of her hands as she opens her soul to the water and the land. Her smiles will color the sky.
Listening to Live from Jorma Kaukonen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert featuring Country Joe McDonald, recorded October 12, 2002. Thank you.
This is Yorma, and you're listening to Live from the Fur Peace Ranch.
Still in this open G here. This is called Saint-Tropez. In the 70s, I was touring in Europe, and my partner in my record company, Bill Belmont, was doing some work for the Rolling Stones at that time, and Keith Richards had a house in Saint-Tropez, complete with a swimming pool and a staff and everything. And he never stayed there, which is something. If you're really rich, you can do, I suppose. I've always had a house that I stayed in, and never had a spare house or two. But that was interesting. And my wife and small child, who's now in her 30s, we stayed there in Saint-Tropez, and it was a delightful experience, extremely bourgeois and against my upbringing, but what the hell, it was free, and it was good fun, and I wrote a little ditty about it. Folk music, American folk music is full of ditties, and I like to write little ditties, and this use this open G and with this little ditty called Saint-Tropez, and it's about living in a French place. One thing the French do that's really odd to us is they take 2 months off for vacation in the summertime. And they go and live in a tent or something, you know, and they don't give a damn. And it's incomprehensible to us, I know. You know. We take 7 days off, spend a hell of a lot of money going dead, and take photographs so we can remember where the hell we were. Label those photographs. Where the hell is this? Cathedral number 6. On the French Riviera, drinking coffee au lait. Down the Rue Gambetta, Saint-Tropez. Croissant in the morning, souffle at night, glass of vanille in the afternoon. Ooh, everything's all right. Ooh, everything's all right. You and your mother enjoying the sun. Sister and brother, they came along, happy in your villa, enjoying the sights. Don't ever want to go home. Story about Colleen Ann. She could fire a 38 as straight as any man can. Jimmy B, her husband, used to punch her around. He'd go out every night drinking, running all over town. Jimmy B Jimmy B, yeah. Poor Jimmy B. Poor Jimmy B, yeah. Poor Jimmy B. Well, at a quarter to two, Jimmy put up his cue, grabbed a six-pack to go. He's feeling drunk and mad as he climbs in the cab and he hits his truck towards home. Goddamn that woman, he says to himself, who does she think she is? I really haven't made right now if it weren't for her and those kids. Babies haven't ruined my body, she thought. Washing hasn't ruined my hands. Cooking and cleaning and regular beatings are starting to drive me mad. Suddenly the baby's screaming. Colleen Ann jumps up. She stops when outside of the window she sees Jimmy's pickup truck. Thump, thump went his feet on the porch. Click, click went the key, yeah. Bang, bang went Colleen's gun. Poor Jimmy B, yeah. Poor Jimmy B, yeah. Poor Jimmy B, yeah. Poor Jimmy B.
Live from Yorma Kaukonen's Fur Peace Ranch is a co-production of the Fur Peace Ranch and WOUB Public Media. The concert producer is Vanessa Kaukonen. The radio series producer is Rusty Smith. Audio engineers Rusty Smith and Adam Rich.